What is up, party people? Can you even take me serious when I say stuff like that? I hope not. Today's episode of The Boob Show is brought to you by our friends at DoghouseSystems.com, and right now they want to give you something free. If you buy a new machine over there, doesn't matter which one, buy a configuration from DoghouseSystems.com, the epic gaming rigs that are the DoghouseSystems.com gaming rigs. Get a free 120GB SSD drive, in addition to the default 1TB drive that's in there. 120GB SSD for free. Are you going to find a better deal than that on a podcast right now that you're listening to with two earbuds at the same exact time? No. Go check those guys out. DoghouseSystems.com and the code FROGPANTS. Hey, this is The Boob Show, some gaming news you can use for March 23rd, 2015. I'm Scott Johnson, and those songs ran over each other. I come to you full of energy. I come to you ready to speak about these things. For that is why I have come. Hey guys, welcome back to The Boop Show, and it is episode 59, which means eerily close to 60. Look at the math on me. That'll be fun. 60 will be fun. It's a landmark. Landmark, right? Hallmark landmark. Landmark, that's it. I said it right the first time. So I haven't played much this week, or since we last spoke, except for, of course, Heroes of the Storm and Diablo, but you're sick of me talking about that. So I'm not going to just sit here and ramble on again about why those two games kind of own me. I promised that I was going to play the Nico and the Naked Forest. Is that the name? Still haven't picked that up. And a little piece of me wants to go get Bloodborne just because I keep hearing that I should be playing Bloodborne from people who haven't even played it yet, but they're, you know, Demon Souls Legacy lovers are sure that this is going to be the bomb since it's made by same dude. But I've not picked it up yet. It's, I guess, out tonight. I guess you couldn't play it anyway. It's out tonight midnight. But the reviews are so far pretty good. People are digging it. And if you like that kind of game, I guess they're really digging it. If you hated those other games, you probably aren't going to like this, some are saying. But I'll reserve judgment. I think it is something I'll end up picking up. I don't know. Should I? No one. You didn't send any emails convincing me. That was the goal last time, remember? Hey, everybody. Convince Scott that he should somehow play Bloodborne or one of the Demon Souls things. And you've not done it. All I asked was for the one thing, and you didn't do it. So do it again. This is your chance. Now's your week. Welcome to the news portion of the show. That's where we talk about the news. I'm stuffy. Why am I stuffy? Podcasters who are stuffy are podcasters I sometimes turn off. Don't turn me off. All right, there's a retailer already selling, or I should say accepting, Nintendo NX pre-orders. EB Games, that still exists somewhere in the world. Oh, it turns out Australia. Australia, land of the weird video game things. Like laws, you guys are always in trouble on something. There's freaking stuff gets banned because of content or whatever. Aren't you the hot coffee people? You're the ones that figured that out and said no more. That's it. No, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, was it? It feels like ages ago now. Well, kind of because it was, I guess. Anyway, Nintendo made their surprise announcement about, hey, we're working on a new console, yet we cannot tell you what it is. Now give me a banana so I can look at it. Internally, it's known as NX. We don't know anything else. Paper-thin details. Okay, we talked about that last show. But the retailer EB Games Australia on Facebook announced the news and shared an embedded link showing a graphic for Nintendo's various platforms throughout the years. And even though we know zippy-poopy about NX, whatever that is, some are concerned why they would accept these pre-orders at all. They said this in a statement. Following the announcement Wednesday night, EB Games made the NX available for pre-order the next day at EB Games. We have a very loyal Nintendo fan base. Excuse me. Many of whom love the opportunity to put their names down for a new product. As long as that demand exists, we will continue to give fans what they want and be at the forefront of gaming announcements, unquote. Nintendo chief Satoru Iwata, while staring at a banana, revealed the NX during the presentation in Japan and claims, again, this will be a new concept. We don't know what the hell that is. I'm still very unsure about any of it. The Predator has joined Mortal Kombat X. He's a playable character, yo. He can hunt you down and has a nuke on his arm that he can punch some numbers into and blow everyone up except Arnold Schwarzenegger. He made it out, if you recall. Anyway, Predator has been confirmed. Latest addition to Mortal Kombat X. Sorry. I confirmed. They want X. They don't want 10. They think it's the 90s again. And X means extreme. So they're going with that. Anyway, already huge character roster. This just adds one more. It's only showing up on the Xbox store, though. So that makes me wonder if they're going to do like the platform exclusives. Maybe they get the Predator. Maybe PlayStation will get the Alien. And whatever dumb mobile game they make, they'll get Sonic. Anyway, if you buy the premium edition of the game, that's how you get it. You also get Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th. We talked about that last time. So anyway, the deal is that because Warner Brothers is involved, you can kind of, they're pulling from a lot of their staple of IPs. So that's why you're seeing these, in case you were wondering. They're not just willy-nilly pulling stuff in. In other words, they're not going to have Solid Snake in there. He'd be great though, wouldn't he? Because when they show their face, Sonya would go, "I'm going to get you." And then it would turn over to him and he'd go, "Metal Gear." Right? One can hope. Nintendo's new 3DS almost didn't ship with its best new feature. At least most people think it's its best new feature. The super stable 3D feature. You know, the one that made it better than before. And genuinely, everybody with one of those new ones is raving about that new 3D screen. Saying that 3D finally looks the way it's supposed to and doesn't make you sick and give you headaches. And it you can kind of have some play in terms of your view, and it still sort of holds. But it almost didn't happen. Very late stages of development. Miyamoto walked in and said, "Look, damn it. I want stable 3D. They said, "Well, we're not putting it in." He said, "Why aren't we putting that in there?" And then he said, "If we don't put this in, there's no point in making the system. Why is this room full of dumbasses staring at me while I, Lord of Mario, have said, I've come and now I'm leaving?" So they said, "All right, he's right." And they went back to the drawing table and they added the better stable 3D, and the rest is history. Oh, looky here. GOG. Why would I say that? Goodoldgames.com, GOG.com, has added to their roster some more classic Disney PC games. They are DRM free, as usual, over there. And it's this partnership ongoing with Disney. LucasArts games are what we're talking about here. And check this out. Available on the store right now, The Dig, which is 20% off through March 26th. Indiana Jones and the Emperor's Tomb. Oh, man, so good. First time digital distribution. First time available since the old days. Loom. I never played Loom. Monkey Island, LeChuck's Revenge. Outlaws. Don't remember that one very much. Zack McCracken and the Alien Mindbenders. I do remember that, vaguely. All of these things are now at GOG. You should go get them. Get old games, man. If you like the old stuff and you want to be reminded, you know, you've got this idea of how cool it looked, and then you'll load it up and go, "Oh, gosh." Blech. Throw up a little bit. Nintendo has finally responded to the Zelda Netflix TV show rumors. That's good. The Wall Street Journal, rather, was the original leaker of the story, citing anonymous sources. They were saying that they were working on a live-action show in conjunction with Netflix. It turns out it may not be true at all. President Satoru Iwata, while holding a banana, told Time magazine, as of now, quote, I have nothing new to share with you in regard to the use of our IPs for any TV shows or films, but I can at least confirm the article in question is not based on correct information. Wah, wah, wah. He was later heard to say, now, pardon me, while I make sweet love to my banana. Yeah. You know, the whole thing smelled a little funny to me. Everybody wants this for some reason, but why would Nintendo do that? Why wouldn't they just make something on their own? I still say streaming would be a good platform for it if they're going to do it, but it doesn't feel like a thing they'd do, does it? Anyway, more on that, as we know, will come out probably eventually, or not at all. Halo 3 ODST was never, the HDification was never planned. They did not want to make that. But because of all the Master Chief Collection problems on the Xbox One, Microsoft said, look, we'll compensate you by not only fixing this problem, but we'll also bring out a remastered version of 2009's Halo 3 ODST. And they say that that was never the plan, though. We weren't going to make it, but we had to make something. Right? Because they had to make good on this thing. So it actually makes you feel a little better. They're making something they hadn't planned on. It wasn't like it was an easy choice to go, you know what, just give them this game. It's fine. They're going to give that to people who are affected by the crappy experience with Master Chief, the collection, and otherwise I think people can just buy it also. So anyway, that's what the fans want. And you know what you give the fans? You give the fans what they freaking want. Batman Arkham Knight, you know, Batman Arkham Knight, the new one. Batman in it with Arkham City. He, a.k.a. Batman, has been delayed again. This action game was originally expected to launch in 2014. Then it got delayed. It's supposed to come to Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and the PC in March. Or no, sorry, June 2nd. That was the new date, right? Now it has been pushed to the 23rd. Quote, we are a developer that hates to make compromises, so we are sorry to say this means it's going to be a little longer until you can play the epic conclusion to the Arkham trilogy, says director Sefton Hill. You know, I really enjoyed Sefton Hill, except for those psycho nurses, that part of the game that scared the hell out of me. Oh, Sefton Hill. Anyway, Rocksteady has also released a new gameplay trailer, and I've seen it. It's cool. Seems nice. Little extended video called Officer Down, all captured on a PS4, they say. And, yeah, I'm excited to see that game. And the more they delay it, actually, the more excited I am, because I take them at their word. I think they want to make it right. They want to polish this thing. And I admire developers who are willing to make those choices. Who's publishing, though? Is that 2K? Or is it, I guess, Warner Brothers? Clearly, they're willing to let them take the time they need. Especially in the last game of the big trilogy, right? You want to do it right. You don't want that to go down as, oh, that was a weak spot for those three games. You want it to be the best it can be, and I think that's totally rad. And I have it on some barely legible inside information that they are genuinely cranking really hard to make that the best Batman it can be. Be the best man you can be. Be the best Batman you can be. The PS2 is on the PS4, not the PlayStation 2. That's funny. Planet Side 2. Get it? PS2? Planet Side 2? I was messing with you. PlanetSide 2 for the PS4 closed beta is about to commence in Europe. So if you're looking forward to that, Wednesday, March 25th is your big day. That's 2 days from now. If you want to try out this MMO first-person shooter piece of business and you had any interest in it at all, didn't play it on the PC, well, by gum, now's your chance. I can't believe PlanetSide 2 shipped in late 2012. Does that seem like that was yesterday, but that's a longer time ago than I thought it was? I'm kind of blown away by that PlanetSide 2 is that old now. Time flies in video game terms, does it not? Mind-blowing. Anyway, PlanetSide 2 back with a vengeance. Stand aside. New Guitar Hero 2, or not 2, just Guitar Hero in general, will be revealed in April. You can't let your rock band hall have all the fun, right? But it's still kind of a rumor, and there's an event, I guess, that Activision's doing, and it's happening somewhere in Hamburg, I believe. Let's see, April 1st it's set for, and there's a lot of talk about a new Guitar Hero game on PS4, Xbox One. Last time they had anything was Warriors of Rock, and that launched in September 2010. And then Neversoft was folded into Infinity Ward. May Zeus rest their souls. So anyway, which one do you want? You want Rock Band 4 or do you want a new Guitar Hero? I'd like to actually know where you guys land on that because I'm quite curious. Elite Dangerous just made one player $15,000 richer. How did this happen? They had a contest, 13,000 British pounds. That's about 15 grand in US dollars, including a single 10,000 pound grand prize. Over the weekend, Frontier Development CEO David Braben finally announced the winners on YouTube, and here are the results. All right, they had four categories, three of which were awarded 1,000 pounds, or about $1,500 each. I don't know why they have to keep converting it. Pounds is fine. It's fine. You don't have to tell us what the dollars are. Anyway, for the first three players to reach elite rank in combat, trade, and exploration, the grand prize went to the first player to reach elite rank in all the categories, all three of them, and had a payout of 10,000 pounds, or equivalent of about 15 grand. And then there's an exploration award won by a player known as Commander Tequila. That guy, he's a party wherever he goes, who traveled over 190,000 light years to survey 7,967 unique star systems. Commander Lord Key took home the $1,500 prize for trade, moving more than 834,353 metric tons of cargo over 1,046 hours of total game time. Good Lord. Commander Frumton Rogue was the winner of the combat category, bringing down 8,563 ships since the game launched. And the Commander 1% is his name. He visited over 10,000 unique star systems, tallied up over 9,000 kills, and over 835,000 metric tons of cargo, including about 2,000 of that which ended up on the black market. And it took him 1,029 hours in the game to do it. He is the grand prize winner and made a bunch of money. So next time they run a contest like this, you all should get involved and see what's up, because that's crazy. All right, let's dive into your calls and your emails. I have a number of them lined up, and it begins with this call, and it's the weirdest thing I've ever been asked. Here you go.
Hello, Scott Johnson.
Hey, man.
I've always wondered what Mario smelled like after a long day of platforming. What do you think Mario smells like? Thank you. Boopity-boo.
I'm going to take that question seriously. What does Mario smell like after a long day of platforming? A combination of axle grease and like funky mushrooms. Don't you think? He's just kind of oily and mushroomy. Gotta be, man. I mean, again, open this one to the audience. Email us, boopshow@gmail.com, or call us, 801-471-0462, and tell me how you think Mario smells after a long day of quote-unquote platforming.
Scott Johnson, man, what's up? This is Kevin from the gorgeous state of Michigan. It's very sunny today. I love it. Hey, prior to the Boop Show, just want to let you know, give you a little bit of feedback on that stream you did on the NVIDIA channel and Twitch on Saturday. That was the first time I've ever watched a streamer on Twitch. My girlfriend has had a little experience with it. Her and I both watched it for the entire 3 hours. Cannot say enough about how awesome that was. Definitely looking forward to it next Saturday. I've got it on my calendar so I don't forget it. Definitely hope to see another episode of that. And I don't know how many you're doing. I know you said you signed a contract, so I hope it's a lot. Would love to see some Hearthstone on there. So hopefully that's coming up. And thumbs up from us. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, man. And yes, there is some Hearthstone coming. I think I'm going to do a deal with Dills, get him on there and have him school me or teach me something about something, because I'm terrible. I've said this out loud. I'm not going to shy away from the fact that I'm hideous at Hearthstone. I'm bad at it, like real bad. So I need somebody to come on and kind of, you know, talk about how it can really go. A smart player, someone like Dills, from the instance, or maybe even Garrett, or somebody from the Angry Chicken in general. Maybe even, oh, I don't know, Jocelyn could come on. She could do it. She knows her stuff. Everybody knows their stuff. I don't. I'm bad. But yeah, why not? I'll do that. Got an email here from Chad. Chad wrote in and says, this is just a follow-up on Thursday's show. You read my email and mentioned that I got the game from Green Man Gaming's VIP program. As said, I paid about $28 for the digital deluxe version. You said I only saved a dollar or two. Actually, I saved closer to $12. The game base is $30 on Steam. The digital deluxe version is $40. Just writing you back to let you know. Trying to save you and your listeners these precious pennies. Boop. All right, good correction. I'm trying to remember what the game was, though. What game was it? Was it Cities? Skylines? No. Maybe? Brr. I think that might be right. Still sorely tempted to pick that up. Oh, I should just get it. Maybe I'll get it. Should I get it? Tell me if I should get it. I forgot to mention earlier, by the way, thank you for all the nice comments about the stream for the NVIDIA stream. If you guys missed it and want to see it, it's going to be every Saturday at 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific time, a three-hour block. Did a bunch of news, not unlike this, very similar to this, but we also take calls, live calls from the listeners who are watching the stream. We play a bunch of games for the latter part. We get some new stuff coming up. Like, it's a lot of fun. We'll have contests, all kinds of cool things happening. So if you want to be a part of that, that's at twitch.tv/NVIDIA. And they're great to watch all week, actually. A lot of great streamers doing cool stuff. Hello, Scott, says Mark from Buffalo. I was listening to episode 58, and you were talking about your love of city-building games in the wake of being urged to play City Skylines, and you mentioned your love of games like Caesar and Pharaoh. I have a recommendation for you along those lines. It's over a year old now, I believe, and you've likely purchased it on Steam somewhere, but Banished is a game that reminds me very much of those games. I did buy it. I found it oppressively hard, though, and not exactly... It was like a poor villager simulator more than it was like Pharaoh, which was like big sweeping Egyptian monarchy. Like Banished, I may need to go back to it. That might be all right. Anyway, there's a mod. It's a series called Colonial Charters. Expands the game immensely, really gives that Caesar feel, he says, so I may have to check that out. For example, in order to upgrade your blacksmith, you need bricks, but you obtain bricks. You need to build a charcoal burner and then upgrade that to a brick maker. There are a bunch of iterations like that in the game. Says it makes it feel really like real progression over what the vanilla game provided. So maybe that's the answer. I need to mod this thing up. I'll have to check it out. Anyway, thanks for reading in. Boop, Mark from Buffalo. Well, thanks, man. I will check that out again. Why not? I have it. I'll fire it up. Why not? I own it. Josh Seamus, maybe, wrote in. Hey, Scott, I've come up with the perfect alternative title, a la Film Sack, for The Boop Show. Quote, Old Man Johnson forgets video game titles. Oh, man. Just messing with you. Love the show. Boop. Josh. All right, Josh. I get your little joke. That's right. Sometimes I forget. Oh, God, don't play that. I clicked the wrong button. Sometimes I forget names of things. Okay? I'm only human. That music can only mean one thing, and it can only mean that we have to go. That's it. I'm sorry. It's time for me to go, but I'm happy to leave you with the knowledge that you can participate in the show actively. There are a few ways to do it. You can find our website and all our pertinent information at frogpants.com/boop. You can also email us boopshow@gmail.com. Our phone number, once again, 801-471-0462. You can find us on Twitter @boopshow. Find me @ScottJohnson. You can support our Patreon at patreon.com/frogpants. If you find the show valuable, and only if you do, consider chucking a dollar our way or something. It's not too much to ask, is it? It'd be super nice of you. Thank you so much, those who are. It's going to do it. We'll be back on Thursday with a new show. I'm going to leave you some music. I like Metroid a lot, so I found a remix on ocremix.org that I quite enjoyed called Cranial Siphon, made by K-Raid, and it's a pretty cool mix, so I'm going to play it now. I'll see you guys on Thursday. I hope a lot of cool things happen outside of my stupid crown work I have to have at the dentist. Other than that, though, should be a good week. Thank you guys so much for being here. I'll see you then.
Thank you.